This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, and Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed five people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All three cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukraine will have to navigate the U.S. elections November outcome, which could bring a big shift in U.S. policy toward the Russia war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For Secretary of State Anthony Blinken,
the bottom line is this. We want Ukraine to win.
But at last night's ABC News presidential debate,
do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I want the war to stop.
Moderator David Muir tried again to pin down Donald Trump.
Do you believe it's in the U.S. best interest for Ukraine to win this war, yes or no?
I think it's the U.S. best interest to get this war finished and just get it done.
Trump has said he could get a peace deal between Moscow and Kyiv within a day if elected. And Kamala Harris thinks she knows why.
Because he would just give it up.
And give in to Vladimir Putin.
A dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. and Britain pledged nearly $1.5 billion in aid to Ukraine on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The U.S. remembered the lives taken by the attacks on 9/11, marking the anniversary on Wednesday of the deadliest terrorist attacks in human history, killing thousands of Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Families gathering across the country to mourn loved ones and politicians attending ceremonies. The New York Memorial brought out Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who shook hands before the names of the almost 3,000 killed on September 11, 2001, were read by family members like Abigail Medina's sister.
She was a light in our family that will never go out.
President Biden was also at Ground Zero and then went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania with Harris to lay wreaths at the Flight 93 Memorial. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Francine has slammed into the southeastern U.S. state of Louisiana as a dangerous Category 2 storm, knocking out power to more than 150,000 customers and threatening a large stretch of the Gulf Coast with flooding and destructive winds. The National Hurricane Center says Francine drew strength from exceedingly warm Gulf waters before it roared ashore with nearly 160 kilometers per hour winds on Wednesday afternoon, threatening a potentially deadly storm surge. Kosovo indicted 45 suspects on terrorism charges on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The charges stem from a brazen attack almost a year ago, when around 80 Serb gunmen stormed a North Kosovo village and battled police in a shootout, and barricaded themselves in a Serbian Orthodox monastery before the survivors fled on foot back to Serbia. The shootouts left four people dead, including a Kosovo police officer. It marked the most violent incident in Kosovo since the Republic declared independence from Serbia in 2008, and aggravated tensions between Pristina and Belgrade.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Alberto Fujimori died on Wednesday. The former Peruvian president's decade-long presidency began with triumphs righting Peru's economy and defeating a brutal insurgency, only to end in a disgrace of autocratic excess that sent him to prison. He was 86. His death in the capital, Lima, was announced by his daughter in a post on X. Fujimori governed with an increasingly authoritarian hand from 1990 to 2000, and he was pardoned in December from his convictions for corruption and responsibility for the murder of 25 people. His daughter says he was gearing up to run for president of Peru again in 2026. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.